Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. That's the Drifters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, one of the great songs of all time on Broadway. Welcome back. I think I told you what time it is. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, six-year member of our Brain Trust. Seems like we've known him forever. We're talking about innovation, and that's what he does. He's an idea guy. He wrote 21 Days to a Big Idea. So he's got the credentials, and we count on them all the time. Brian, thanks again for being here. You've got a number of key innovation principles and practices. Let's talk about a handful of those. What's the first one?
Yeah. Well, the first one is innovation begins and ends with the consumer or customer. And so maybe for some of your high-tech S'more guys, you know, you come up with this whiz-bang thing, but if nobody cares, you're dead, right?
I'm so glad you made this first. I really am. I mean, I'm serious because I tell people all the time, if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow, it's in your customers' heads. It's that simple. It is that simple, Brian.
It really is. And the key is you get a whole bunch of ideas, not just one, but get a bunch of ideas. Go out, start talking to people. Don't worry about them stealing it, frankly.
Right.
Just go out, start
right.
talking to people. You know, you would hope it'd be good enough to steal, frankly.
Right.
But you're saying,
if the dogs would eat the dog food, right?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a great way to learn, really, what people want. And so you think you know, but, boy, when you take – and we've done hundreds and hundreds of groups, focus groups, research sessions with people, and I'm always amazed, A, what we learn, and, B, how, quote, brilliant the consumer is, you know, customer.
What you think is great might not be so great.
Yeah, we always take bets before we do these groups to say, well, I think this is going to happen, this happened, and then we always, you know, learn something new.
It's
fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, just a quick example. I remember we were working with Craftsman Tools, and they had the company, Danaher at the time, had laserette sockets, you know. Mm-hmm. And the guy at Craftsman, bless his heart, he said, I don't think anybody's going to want this. Well, when we did the groups, people went crazy. So you could actually – it was laser-etched, so you could actually see the size
right.
of the socket, right? So, and that was a huge idea, and people were willing to pay a major
right.
premium for that. Well, you know, that never would have happened if we hadn't talked to the consumer. And it's same with your folks, the consumer customer.
You got to ask them. All right, number two.
Number two is you know, we call it innovation requires hard work and dealing with uncertainty. You know, for the engineers out there, they don't like this because they – well, not just engineers, but, you know, people want certainty. And we'll do research and, you know, we'll get conflicting information. We say, oh, my God, that's fantastic. They're like, what are you talking about? They say, well, that's an invitation to further thought. It's dealing with the ambiguity when you do this work to figure out – you got to just keep thinking and working at it until you get something that's really going to be viable.
But you do some work first, so it becomes risk, not foolhardiness, right? It's work plus
absolutely.
Uncertainty.
You know, this is not
pull
crazy,
the trigger
crazy.
When you don't know everything, but you do know something. You don't know nothing, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's like when we talk about doing ugly prototypes. You do those because that's a way to learn. You don't have a final thing, minimum viable product kind of stuff.
Right.
It's amazing what you can learn, and you want to give people real-world stuff to show them.
Absolutely. I love that. So, folks, that's one of the things small business owners are good at. We are good at pulling the trigger when we don't know everything. And if we've done it a few times, we know that if we don't prepare ourselves, if we don't do some due diligence, it's going to cost us money that we don't have. So I think this is one thing we're pretty good at. All right, number three.
Number three, employees at every level of an organization have the potential to make creative contributions to the company. Gosh, we did a session one time where we had a janitor come in and sort of educate. This was for a cleaning company, and we had him educate us. And, oh, my God, he was unbelievable. We had these guys in white suits and ties, right, just blown away by what the janitor had to tell them. So It's true. I'm always, you know, the people and you know, the people on the line know a hell of a lot more than you do if you're a, mm-hmm. if you're a manager, right? So you
well,
gotta
and especially if you've got the right people and they're doing their job, you know, of course they know stuff you don't know. And of course, this is an example of the age old principle MBWA, management by walking around, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And then the fourth one?
The fourth one is innovation is all about passion, you know, and it's in the doing. I mean, this is important because, you know, for aspiring entrepreneurs out there, yeah, you may have a great idea, but gosh, if you're not passionate about it, I would say forget it, because, you know, you're gonna run into difficulties. Same with business owners who want to launch something new and say, oh, it's a great idea, but we don't care about it. You got to have the passion to push it through. Otherwise, you're not going to spend the time and energy working through the inevitable challenges that you have as you work through this thing.
But in that passion, one of the things that you have to be when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a stone cold entrepreneur, you have to. And when you have this passion, you also have to do something. One of my mentors called check your position. He always told me check my position, and what he meant was look around you. If your passion looks like it's getting you into more trouble than helping you, maybe your passion is wrong. You know, you have to be careful about that, don't you? Last thoughts.
Well, yeah, you know, passion doesn't mean fanaticism or lack of flexibility, or it gets back to that ambiguity.
Or no financial models, right? It doesn't mean no financial models.
As you learn stuff, it's going to change, and you have to be open to that to input. You know,
Ryan, I need
you
your
don't
website,
ask questions.
Please.
Say, why do you like this? You know, you say, well, you know, what do you think?
I need your website, please.
It's growth-engine.com.
Growth-engine
in Westport, Connecticut. Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
Good job today. We always love having you on the show. Come back soon. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brian joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Lassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.